Hello, a will tussa a giri nismo how to gael idle hail. Well, ta dan ursa going deep.
Yes, Tom with Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let Nismo Gwelga, August Nismo Glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August Tour Talk Yuck Star Bud Kraila.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to How to Gael, an Acast production.
Hello, August Falta go How to Gael. Tá Louise a glock a selfie. August a naglum tá.
There is.
August is Misha Shiva.
August is Misha Louise. Neil a glock a selfie, gals. I'm just exhaust all a max. Butta thor mechian.
Oh, gorge.
I'm trying to see if it's raig ladol. Is it poppable or is it just like in the brewing stage?
Are you one of those
that pop?
No. Yeah.
Oh, like oh, I do not pop.
No. Well, it's not that I don't, but I. Do you enjoy it? Spur is uncashed. Do you enjoy a good pop of a spot?
Sorry, do you not?
No,
like, who doesn't?
No, hate it.
Are you serious?
Hate it. No, it doesn't give me any enjoyment.
Adore.
Heard foods are there.
I'm so annoying, right? I don't really get money spots in my face anymore. I've kind of grown out of that.
Okay, we get it. You've got perfect skin.
No, I don't. I have other problems with my skin.
I haven't grown out of it, you bitch.
No, sorry. I have other problems with my skin. It's really dry. I sometimes get spots on my back sometimes.
Sorry, like she's like, grown out of it.
No, do you know what she's like? She's like, you know, in Mean Girls where they're all complaining about themselves and Katie's like, I get really bad breath. There's like, I've got dry skin.
No,
don't
I do.
Worry.
I've really dry skin. I have to be careful about it.
You know, like the Dr. Pimple Popper stuff, and like if someone else has a spot on Win Ha soup, us eat a football
on the hoop.
Right. Like, to be honest, I don't know which of your else could be out there because we don't really go there, but like, actually, really, like, not into like farts or like burps or
sorry,
spots
farts
or
are not
like
in the same category as the juice that comes out of a pimple. Not a hope in hell. I don't like a fart
well,
myself
no, can't,
either.
Can't
yeah, no, because I actually will be partial to a good fart now, but I don't.
You can fuck away off. Never fart in front of
okay,
me, I would die.
So we are completely a volatile now. I wouldn't have a good fart, but okay. I would. There's, oh my God. Like, if Declan had a pimple and I knew that
no
I could
way.
Get at it,
no.
the joy.
No,
see,
oh no.
I love yeah. it. Or anyone. Okay, so I have a spot on your face. Now, I know we've grown out of them, but if you ever get one.
I'm actually the youngest as well, so there
you
are.
We may actually glared and shocked the show if we, like, someone was like, oh, you have, like, such a great dynamic, Erin Pod. And I think it's because we're very representative of the different factions of people.
Yeah.
So we've got a pimple popper, we've got a fart enjoyer, and then we've got
a prude. It's bad alarm brood.
You're one of
I
the
I still like those yucky things no.
Okay.
Yeah. In the last episodes you were talking about eating goose shite. And now
and
you
menstrual blood.
Yeah
I know. To be honest now, it's actually only a new thing that I can even talk about menstrual blood. I don't know why. I like, because I, you would think that I'd be so like, oh, free living and stuff like that. Do you know what it is? I'm going to tell you a story, right? When I was a kid, like in our house, it was really like, okay, just don't talk about like the girls going through puberty, like just never talk about it. Like I'd always be like coming in, like I'd be trying to hide like pads and stuff like that, you know.
Really? So your dad would have been put out by the bras and
like,
that
like, this not, is why you're repressed.
He'd be like I just don't want to know about any of that. Like in my head you're 10.
Sorry, this
you
is
know?
Gas because I obviously have a house load of women, like three sisters and a mother, so there's five women in our house and dad on his own. Absolute dab hand. He could put fake tan in your back.
Really?
He could use the hair straightener. He like, oh, you'd be like, Dad, have you seen a pair of like 15 denier black tights around the place? And he'd be like,
have you seen my black G-string, Dad? Yeah.
Creeping
the scale there. Creeping the scale.
Well, no, if he's just still raw, I just think that like, that's the reason. Like, so we would never talk about like female-y things team player tea because
right.
it would, yeah, even Mugger Har would be quite like, I don't want to know anything about that.
Oh,
Gretchen
in
Arum. Yeah,
I know, because you would think that I'm so
yeah,
like, oh,
Oscar.
I don't know what it is. I think it's like, Yeah, I don't know.
Simu. Okay, yeah, on Rev Shivoskal, the Ardoch.
Ah, yeah. It was three colony or each. Like, yeah. Four of it, so, yeah.
So you talk about that kind of stuff? I was called Thar.
What, like, have my period?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Not a bother.
Never. I'm 30 years of age and I would never, ever. It would be mortified.
No, yeah, no. Come on, a hospital in Ardoch. Like, it would be very much. Yeah. Right, yeah. I'd be like, Dad, where's my black G's? I wouldn't. No, that's going too far.
I feel like you'd absolutely be like, Dad. Dad, could you buy tampons on the way home or something if you needed? Oh. Like,
yeah. No, we could.
Really? No, never, ever, ever, ever.
Oh, I must say, shout out to Dad. Now he's a great man. Issue with any.
Maybe it was Margaret like Tihelan to Colony of Yagan, and then Margaret Buchlemoyne of Verdig. It was like,
yeah,
hide the tampons.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah, I don't know. Simil.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go. Sulla bug would rag a detail in a shock than a wine niece congeri than show bio. Liberty Hall, April 8th, Ticketer Yeeler, Ticketmaster.ie, August Hoshid in our Mayo Coma.
Yeah. And Joe, we never ever do, but we need to do. Like and subscribe, Gadim Putraela, and give us the L5 stars. Because actually, Kerry and Shoshingam, I don't think we've ever done a shout out for that, but Aonor Gami and Magashatle Putraela Tiela, they're always like, please like and subscribe. So it must do something.
Well, Erin, if the other podcast jumped off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge?
Absolutely. Well, actually, I'm a fiend for peer pressure.
V. Crinio Gwyn Ladaney, and we were told that every little helps when it comes to like charting and where you rank and what people leave as reviews. So genuinely, if you are enjoying it, like, we would appreciate a second to just of your feedback. And if you're not, then that's fine.
Yeah, August Fresh and is better going to go tag Follyanna Vlyn Fresh and Tom Wood. It's better refus the Kjol Hogan egg. How to goil egg gmail.com. Martha Ain Waltyogwif, if they're Waltyogwif, if you want to hear us do a specific how to, we'd love to hear from you. Okay, Taming a Shock and a Shaw. So Taming a Shock and a Shaw is it's a very modern one now on Shock and Shaw. And it is how to be a stan. Now, Sula Hamid Kawada Le Kershius new, you know, yeah, Kershius Kyarth Aaron Termashin. The McGeary Laird if we came fog or while I'm Laird if we show. And to be honest, I was Spraika. Who's
sorry, that's I'm kicking over one of the porcelain.
Ah, they're in. Don't be wrecked.
Well, Louise doesn't even like them, so it doesn't even matter anymore.
I do like them. They're just a bit shallow.
Like yourself.
I was waiting for that.
Fucking bitches. Sorry, like.
Packing bitches, right.
She's the one literally the start of this podcast. Look, she's looking in the mirror again now.
I know. Here we fucking go. Has your spot grown anymore in the last 2 minutes?
Do you know what? Now from the inside out, gals, it's starting to pulsate, so it's getting there. Okay. It's getting its own little pulse. Okay. A quichlam, a spot.
Okay. Oh, the universal term.
That stupid tattoo on my foot ever again. I have a lovely tattoo of a quichlam machri, and all now I keep doing is using a quichlam and changing the
name. Sorry, can I just say the quichlam wank line that I came out with a couple of weeks ago? I asked me the best.
Yeah.
Joe, it was brilliant. On this Mahu,
it was very good.
I absolutely disagree, but not much more agree.
A question of a spot for Laura anyway. Go on.
So the Untamed Show Spraga egg Taylor Swift, the one, the only.
Yes.
So if the Grammys are Shilky was shocked that O'Hain, the Gok that I glared for Taylor Swift, Mohim for Laura, Idir on Kuok the Politiak the Atha Eki, Giddy on Codrav in a Wilshi, Giddy na Air Miles that she's racking up. I actually saw a hilarious TikTok today, and it was, it was someone in a helicopter over New York. It was some woman hanging out of a helicopter, and it was like, it said, Taylor Swift when the remote control's on the other end of the sofa.
But, you know, she hates an Ethelon Shinna Yale now. She sold it, by all accounts.
Yeah, but the cow knew it, Eki. Yale, she can't wine, and she got another one. But look, I'm not going to come for Taylor Swift and her air. Well, I am going to come for Taylor Swift.
Do you know one thing that I do want to come, like, come at her for? Did you see that she wore a watch as a necklace at the Grammys? She had an Ouro d'Or.
This was actually one thing that I did want to get into. So she wore her
dreadful, like, sorry now.
It was horrendous.
How do you even tell the time when it's around your neck?
Well, girls, her very whole practical. Look. Her whole look.
Terrible.
Now, I'm going to ask you, Louise, for a little bit of help here with the pronunciation. Was it Schiaparelli that she was wearing?
Oh, Nilascom. Okay, I don't know that, but I think Rev Shia Cahav, Dov August Bond, because that's like, so she does this thing. I'm not like the best Swiftie now, like, far from it, but I just know from Stuff Radio, because Taylor is just such a big topic right now. Like, and she has these Easter eggs that she likes to plant. Yep. So in her albums, in her songs, and obviously Dógaire Éireann Stoiche Beo, which I thought was weird. And did you see the reaction of the other Dhaoine Colú Leavy egg na Grammys come out? She announced on stage when she won her Grammy that she had a new album coming out on April 19th, right? Mm-hmm. And even like a pan to Ed Sheeran, it went to Beyonce, and people kind of, they were obviously like congratulating her, but they were kind of like, not the time or the place, Taylor. Mm. So she had been like leaving all these Easter eggs that something would be Dubagus Bon, I guess then Khashi Dubagus Bon, and like, I don't know.
I thought she wore the Dubagus Bon because on Gúna Leis Féin looked like a Gúna Bonisha, and I thought she just wanted to like make it not look like a Gúna Bonisha. Mm. So she wore these minging like elbow, up to her elbow, yeah, gloves, and these Broga Dubha, which were very dated, and her groove. Sorry, the I Gaelic. Actually, I don't want to come for Taylor Swift. Tommy Geary Takasha, like, not like, I'm not a hater, okay? Yeah. Well, I'm just in a raw. I'm not a stan, but I'm not a hater. But that was an atrocious look.
I'm getting very nervous because two of you now, I mean, okay, you're saying I'm not haters, but we have a live show to sell. And if the Swifties turn against us, this is okay, true.
Sorry,
fucked.
I don't want to be Swifty. I say this at Erin Radio on Tamar Fad. I would love to be a Swifty. I just am that committed because it could, you could dedicate 24 hours easily to reading the daily updates on Taylor Swift.
So
her fans are phenomenal.
Yeah. Oh, look, this is why I wanted to speak about stans. Mar, on the following that she has, on Lucht Lanuna Etha Eki, is like, it could move mountains. Mm. Like, she has people obsessed with her, and I don't think it's for no reason. So Tommy Geary Ira Irv, your thoughts on Taylor Swift, like Bader on Cui Gagahan Namian Lay, or like just care to captain us there, and I want your honest opinion now for Taylor Swift.
Okay, well, as you know, I don't really subscribe to popular culture that much, but she'd be one of the artists now that I actually like would know her catalogue. Like, I do know her songs and stuff. And like,
what's your favourite Taylor song?
My favourite era would be Red.
On a while.
I'm a big Red,
yeah,
era.
I'm a bit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I just, I really like all those songs.
Is it on Tehran Red? Oh, that's a brilliant,
yeah, that's
song.
A fucking banger. Yeah, absolutely.
And Shannon Rudd though, she has so many songs that, yeah, you would say, that is such a good song.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, because do you know what? Like, I think with the range of albums she's done, she's going to hit one of your interests, like, yeah, or one of your genres at one point, yeah, isn't it? Because she's covered them all.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But go on, Lanners.
Oh, that's like, oh, that's as far as I can go into Taylor. Yeah,
no. Who's Louise? You're a wannabe Swiftie.
I am a wannabe Swiftie. Like, I would happily listen to her music. I would have absolutely no bother in sitting down and having a big Taylor binge and going through the eras, through the albums. Yeah. Like, I think she is incredibly talented and has been since she was really young, since, yeah, she first came on the scene. Like, look at Love Story, how that has stood the test of time. Mm-hmm. An anthem.
I love her really old stuff, actually. Same. That more kind of country stuff is fab.
The curly, yeah, hair, she was, yes, like real, yeah, yeah, the Kiltira. But I think Gulshianna Cliste Chuma, and I think she's probably grown up in the industry, has realized that, you know, the industry played her. She had a lot of dark days, mm, and she's probably at the stage where she's like protecting her peace, having it on her terms, but also making it work for her a little bit. Like, she has an unbelievable tribe of Swifties who I'd imagine are loyal to a fault. And I was talking to the side of the mic there. It's where I work in media. That I was actually
I actually noticed that so the other day when we were recording as well. I was going to say it to you, but then I got distracted by the sound of my own voice.
Oh, Broner.
Sorry about that.
I know. Yeah. Sorry, we have a new thing going here now where we've abandoned the mic stands,
yeah,
and we're holding
mics. I'm logging up and down those stairs. Fuck us,
yeah,
shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
it's so much
that's
easier.
The reason.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah,
the reason,
yeah,
is it?
So less sweaty when we got to the,
yeah,
top of the stairs.
And again, yeah, like, initially somebody did a Rubio Gottlieb that we're holding, oh, the mics,
yeah,
ourselves.
It's good for them. Yeah.
I'm going to actually create and say that I actually liked Taylor Swift before it was cool. So,
oh,
on Tehran Jin, you know, Teardrops on My Guitar?
Oh, yeah.
Like, Nurhanik Shishinamaskad and Cade Orr. Like, yeah, I was obsessed with it. I was probably like Tree Digger Carhartt. So that's going back, like,
do you
an,
know, on top
age.
In Shikata, we were a Glareth Fui, like, Unrequited Loves, people we were, yeah, in love, yeah, with. Declan's crush when he was in a Yeager or was Taylor Swift. He thought she was the business. Like, I remember when we started dating, he was obsessed. Again, Arish, like, Nirev Shiku, like, an am. And he, yeah, was like, Taylor is a queen.
He'll swear Declan has no secrets between the three of us and all our listeners. Her, like,
it's
sorry,
awful.
Like,
I know, like, it's actually
sorry,
so
will
mean.
You tell us what the fucking Limerick game plan is? So, for the new championship, like, he's
so
seeing us, we know everything
room,
else. Yeah.
Binging Taylor's era.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now we
But Thá Ryan, the quid, the Heron.
Declan's running out of the pitch being like, I was knitting.
Yeah, that's what's going on. Yeah, that's what's going on.
Romeo, take me somewhere I can feel
alone. Oh my God.
Thá Ryan, Heron, that you would almost like, I would run through a wall against the quid, the Heron.
Yeah.
Love Story being one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, like, what was that album? Like, Love Story and You Belong With Me.
Yeah,
You Belong
With Me. That was fucking amazing. Like, was that Fearless?
I could lift a car listening to You Belong With Me. I honestly,
you and Declan, you should sit down and have a little.
He'd win a fifth all Ireland listening to Taylor Swift.
Lacoon of Day. You know, they're really spatial and shit. So we kind of did a bit of a 180 in Sinéad Leirfí Taylor. We kind of came really hard for her, I can think, and that shocking outfit. But then, as it turns out, we're all secret Swifties.
Can I just say we're not alienating any audience members here, because we're doing the Swiftie thing and we're also talking about GAA. And who would have thought that there would have been a bridge between the two? But we found it, okay? And we're appealing to the masses.
There you go. Absolutely. We're populists.
Fear of it all.
We're a populist podcast.
But Shiva actually thought Taylor was cool before anyone else.
I did. Because you're the winner. Taylor before any of you.
You're so edgy. Mm-hmm. You're so edgy.
Oh, yeah. Taylor Swift. Yeah, I'm so edgy with Taylor Swift. Okay, has the game Larry Free Taylor Swift, Mariona in a stands. But so. Rather woin a Hanukkah Makla Dani na on Shunagar Politiak the Atha Ig Taylor Swift. So lay me on Firak Shaw. It says that roughly 30% of Americans under 35 said they'd be more likely to back a presidential candidate supported by Swift.
To be honest, right, I think that it's so fucking bleak in American politics at the minute, and there's just no other, like, it does kind of seem like a situation where you'd be like eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Like, it's Genocide Joe or Donald Trump, and I don't know who's worse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I know.
To be honest, I'd probably go...
But is it weird that people are looking to a pop star for their guidance on this?
I think it's the most American thing ever.
Yeah, I'd probably do the same if I was in America at the minute. Like, it's a fucking rock and a hard place. But like, look, whatever's Taylor's doing. Like, I trust her judgment. She's navigated the music industry, which is a fucking fickle beast.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, listen, girl, you know, you've done a good job there. Tell me how to win back democracy.
But it is terrifying to think that, like, statistics like that are, you know, are so high. Like,
are the norm. Yeah. Now, rather one, while we're off, we should not see a lot of the negative stuff that's in the press, if we law her, free Taylor Swift. A lot of that is right-wing Republican media knowing the sway she has, trying to discredit her. So, Orinthin or Tomisha Vedjul took free Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, no, the Republicans didn't put her in that dress, though. She put herself in that dress. But Orinthin or Tomisha Vedjul took free Taylor Swift. I'm like, am I being influenced by, like...
Oh my God.
Quidditch and stuff shit.
Oh my
you know?
God.
I'm not going to put on, I'm going to take off my
tinfoil hat red?
Now.
Would you be red if you were an American? I don't know.
Loving you was red. No, but I'm going to take off my tinfoil hat. And Tamagiri, actually, I'm going to bring it back to Aaron.
Okay.
And if 30% of under 35s in America are influenced by Taylor Swift to choose their presidential candidate, who is the person in Aaron who would influence that that demographic?
Shinkesh Tva.
I'm going to say something. I do think that
go on.
Excuse me, sorry, I just thought
of a really good answer.
It wouldn't be like Louise now to cut you off mid-sentence, would it?
Right,
Louise, for the mayor of Baylor Fast Second.
Can you do the Cam Corley there and ask us to stop talking over each other? Do you know
there's only one of us talking over someone else, not
Louise,
me.
Louise, I will ask you to put your mayor of the Baylor Fast just a second, because they're in a creek near a Hobart.
Yeah, thanks. I was going to say, thinking about this, I actually think that there's so many prominent men in Irish society that we're all like, they're a great crack. I don't know if there's any woman that comes to mind that you'd be like,
disagree. My two were men.
Okay, I was just gonna. I'm not talking about me personally. My fingers slipped. Well, shove it up your arse there till I finish, right?
Oh,
sorry.
Really
no, sorry. That was mean. Sorry.
Cheers,
I just mean.
Yeah, go on, hurry up, and make your point.
The way that sometimes we talk about men, like, I'm not talking about me specifically, but just Irish media. Do you know, we kind of like, oh, sure, geez, they're great, but then there's not like. I think it's hard for women to break into that space of like that, like, really long term affection, because we're quite critical of women in Irish mainstream media. Okay, that's all I was going to say.
Okay, time, Louise.
Gabra. I was going to say, you said under 35 year olds, did you?
Yes, still in demographic.
I think a lot of people would listen to Joanne McNally and Vogue Williams.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Yeah, you're dead right.
I think they could say something on their podcast, My Therapist Goes to Me, or say something Erin the Man, so Sheilta. And I think a lot of us would be like, they're very straight. They don't seem to be shit talkers. They seem to be dhiarach. And I think a lot of people under 35, women and men, would be influenced by their opinions.
You're actually dead right, yeah.
Well, they don't really represent a big portion of Irish society though, do they?
Yeah, I mean,
but you're looking through Trucca, there's only Trucca Tree Fun Gay. Well, it's
they're actually not on, sorry, neither of them are under 35,
but it's on Sweatalk.
On Sweatalk, yeah. Yeah.
That's a good shape, yeah, now, Louise. Is. That it is actually, yeah. Is. Come on.
Was it worth taking my finger off my mouth, was it?
It was, yeah. You're excused this time. Okay.
Right.
Joanne and Vogue get my vote anyway. Okay, I'd vote them into power.
Okay. I agree. Now, do you know who else I think now, seeing as we're on the subject of podcasters, the two Johnnies have like the cultures of this country in a fucking chokehold. It's unreal, yes. Isn't it?
Yeah.
And they have a really, they have a huge age demographic of like young fellas who are like still in school and then like, do you know, our lads who are in their 40s, like, yeah. They're, you know, yeah, it's mad.
And actually, like, really a small on the two Johnnies, Captain Gulshy, yeah. Donna Unadiak, are like quid war than yeah. Tier, Bader Knock, Glushin, Dini Casulo, Erin Erathunta, Nosh,
totally.
Shunta,
Dick, and all,
you know.
Yeah. And I really like them as well. Yeah. I listen to them a lot.
I think Will Mion on Fubble kind of Akraha because of the whole like influence of stuff like Twitter, no X, August, like on Nuocht even, and a lot of people are kind of like, oh, what to believe or not. So weren't the Bader Gapandini when it's like a trusted, well-known celebrity that they feel they know, that they feel they're more trustworthy than potentially a journalist on Twitter, yeah, or someone that's reading the news. Like there's this whole debacle, like I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what?
It's Jacker in the mainstream medias.
Orintha, I get, not that I get my opinions, but Orintha Matha, like Torum Agamsa. And then I see someone who I respect and whose views align with mine. If I see them kind of saying the same kind of sentiment I was saying, that almost reaffirms my view. Yeah. And I'm like, I knew I was right. And then I'm like, hold on, I'm literally just like, what qualifications have they got so that I feel valid in my opinions? But there are some people who I'm like, well, if they think that, then I'm okay to think that.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
It's if you admire someone though. I think that if you admire someone and they're doing something, I don't know, if your views are in line with theirs and you admire the way they are and their morals, then you're more likely to agree with things that they say.
Yeah, I think I'm just very swayed as well. Like I don't know, I do look other places to see is my opinion right? Oh yeah, they're saying the same things, so it must be right, you know. Yeah. Like my sense of self maybe isn't as sucker as it should be.
I wouldn't think that. I would have thought you are quite like confident in your standpoint.
That's maybe that's the external that I give off, I think. Yeah, but anyway, thanks for that.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tamiguri just courteous yet of air on Fuckle Stan. So Stan culture is the behavior or beliefs of an extreme fandom whose members fervently and blindly support their chosen celebrity or team, often demonizing or reviling anyone or anything opposed to or not sufficiently devoted to the object of their worship.
Okay.
So that's a big curtius.
It is a big curtius.
The object of their worship. Oh yeah.
Absolutely. So but Kundal Sheer Sistar, as I actually always do these on my Pod Crealty. I go Sweenig Sheer and Gaydor that you did or whatever. But Agashiva Fossinius, who were ye of your in your stands of? Who were on the posters on your bedroom walls?
Okay, I had a poster of David Beckham.
Did you?
I thought he was fab. And I also remember there was a magazine, was it called like Heat or something? And on the back page it was Torso of the Week. And you would, do you remember that?
Yeah.
And they were like random lads. I feel like, you know, some of the singers in Blue, who the fuck was even in Blue?
Duncan James was in Blue. I was a fan of him, I'll let you know.
Okay, well I think he could have been a torso at some stage, but I only ever hung up the torsos I liked. So David Beckham was a torso.
Imma Humerlappa. You wanted a David Beckham.
Well, like very hot man.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
very sexy. I think that Justin Timberlake probably was up there too. And do you know who else was a torso of the week that I had cut out and stuck up? Your man, fucking mysterious girl,
Peter Andre.
Peter Andre. Do you remember that?
Oh, Jesus.
Were you a stan of any of them? Like David Beckham, Dorothy David Beckham, like on Rev Tulsa, on a war, or David Beckham?
Like, I wouldn't say I was a stan, no. I wouldn't have had that amount of much access to information on him. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I thought he was hot.
You were just objectifying David Beckham.
No, it's no different. Like, obviously, like, when we were, whatever, a cooey tick, like, yeah, we didn't have the same access to internet, social media profiles. Yeah. I think it must be so easy to stan someone now if you're, like, on Instagram, TikTok.
Sure.
Do you know, you can absolutely be up to date with their...
Yeah, yeah. Pat Foods are there, and who was on your bedroom walls? Was it the Clancy brothers?
Well, I would just say,
Boy, Brent.
we were talking about this. You're like, I'm gonna ask this question, and I was like, I'm really gonna out myself as a fucking weirdo here now. And you're like, oh, because you'd probably say Willie Clancy or something. And yeah, actually, Willie Clancy was the man who was on my wall.
No, I thought you were joking. Willie Clancy was actually.
Oh yeah. Oh my god.
Clancy Gina or without?
First of all, it was the inner pipes. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Fucking get your facts right. And yeah, obviously with the pipes.
Did you have a Willie Clancy calendar? And you had a different instrument out in every picture.
Oh, Jesus.
She loves a bit of Willie. By the way, like, this wasn't in a way like that I would fancy these people. I would just really admire them. Like, or like
Stand
the old
them.
Like 78s that were recording in America in like the 1920s, like Michael Coleman and Paddy Cloran and all these boys. They were like my like heroes. And like, when I say stan, like, I fucking stan. Like, I would read every information about them. I'd be like, big time. I would dissect their playing so much. Like, I knew every bit of information, like people that were dead a long, long time. And I'd be like, oh, well, they were born in Ballymote in, you know, 1914. And then they emigrated to America in, like I had all this.
I zoned out there, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, so weird. Sorry. Like, no, I know. It's just such Aaron. It's so niche. I know.
Was this in the face where you had the low ponytail and the weird?
No, this was like when I was like 15, 16, 17. Like, you know, no, definitely, yeah.
Wow.
I know, but that's because, like, I just feel like culture, like, see all these, like, names you're saying, like, you said some fella there called Duncan. I'm like, who the fuck is that? Like, I just
Sheba
didn't.
Who was in the humor.
Okay, I was your Frago Shaw. Okay, now,
go on.
I'm also going to expose myself as a very weird little teen, but okay. We were obsessed to Michelle McGriff or Una. I'm outing you here, Una, as well. McFly.
Oh.
And Busted.
Yeah.
Now, oh, when I say obsessed, I mean, like, the most embarrassing teenage infatuations, like,
yeah,
any fact that they'd ever said in any interview, like, we then a war in Grimish on a Hokelesh, we then a LS a group of Gravuna on a Hokelesh, and we got Firo.
Who was your guy?
His guy called Danny Jones, he's the guitarist in McFly. Yeah, yeah. From Bolton in England. I knew,
my friend lives in Bolton now.
Bolton, maybe that's what you said. I hadn't a clue. But I knew, like, his parents' names, his sister's names. I knew his favourite colour. I knew the name of his pet growing up. Like, I was a stan.
Do you know one lad that married George?
Yes, Tom.
Tom Fletcher.
Yes.
I remember a brand new air on, like, Fichon. Did he sing her or write her a wedding speech song or something?
And it was the most romantic thing ever. It's he did a McFly medley.
Yes.
And did his speech, sang his speech to her in a McFly medley. And, like, even Darren, I can see from your face, you weren't maybe a McFly fan.
I'm like, what is going on? Yeah, I don't know.
No, I actually do remember. This was powerful. Like,
it was
this,
gorgeous.
If you were talking
this
about
is powerful.
No,
oh my God.
If you were
stunning. Like, art, this is modern art. What the fuck?
Willie Clancy, put down those pipes.
I'm glad I didn't know you as teenagers, because I honestly, like, I couldn't be dealing with this.
No, but Darren, if you wanted to be Fuyasa, this. Sorry, how stunning was that as a wedding?
Oh, no, it was absolutely gorgeous.
But like,
nice.
No, like I was just like, me and my sister, we were women obsessed.
It was just this classic teenage infatuation. Like, I thought that if I ever met him, he would fall for me, because I knew so much about him that I was obviously like 15 years younger than the chap. But he was the one. My walls were covered in posters of them. Any magazine that came out that they appeared in, I had to have. Every album, every single, like, Neurothomic Laird Free Stans. Like, I know stan culture because I was a stan of McFly, no less.
Yeah.
Have I just exposed too much in the podcast? Is that the most embarrassing I've ever said?
No, well, I'll just say, no, like, the I'm the wrong audience because I just don't get this at all, but go on.
It was like, you know, people were mad about the Beatles.
Yeah, Beatlemania. Yeah, but the Beatles like were good and like influenced a generation of modern music. Whereas, like, I couldn't tell you one Mac Fly song.
It's all about.
Oh yeah, I've heard
you.
That.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, you're a great patron of modern art.
No, sorry. Okay. One Direction had that effect too. Let's talk about like, One Deer's. No, stop.
Mulgrew for Nisoga. She's shocked me in a Nisoga nomination, and she went for 1D and she every absolute mega fan.
Torrey and Sheila killed Torrey. Like, I think it's something that does happen, and I think a group of young hot fellas that got famous in the time where we were all watching X Factor, you know, people just, I don't know, hit sheathing raw leshna lads, and like, sure, look, Niall Horan has made an entire career out of it, and would we say he's a mediocre singer? I don't know, is he
he's not on Today FM anytime soon to promote anything.
Being Shay like, but I'm just saying, without One Direction, if Niall Horan went about making a career in the Ain or an Aaron, would he be Coe Morton?
Oh, I don't know. This chat has gone over my head now. I don't know. Buchlin Bon, I'd say probably.
Give us a little to that.
No, do you know what, actually, I'm gonna change
Please.
That. No, you're fucking obsessed with Lilting. She sent me a message there during the week, right? I was like, sorry, I'm in a production meeting here with Today FM, and we're just wondering, would you be able to lilt, or would somebody be able to lilt Miley Cyrus's Flowers?
Yeah.
If they wanted to. And I was like, well, yeah, like, you can lilt anything. Like, it's like,
don't give away my next radio feature.
Even she can do it. And I was like, yeah, obviously you can do it. Send her back like quick voice note. Like, I was like, anyone, like, you just do it. And she's like, oh my god, the whole.
I mocked you, right? Darren sends me this.
And she was like, the whole production. I was like, yeah. I was like, I mean, anybody can do it. It's just whatever. And then she was like, the whole production team are so impressed with you. Sorry, this is so embarrassing. Oh my god.
Wait for what she tells me at the end, just a little bit. Oh, sorry. No, she didn't say it in the message, but she goes,
sorry, I feel so exposed.
Yeah, but why? Anyone could.
Well, like, sorry, by the way, she can also do it. Okay, oh my god, I'm so embarrassed.
The meanest podcast ever. We're all roasting each other. It's really mean. My spot is going to pop with the stress of the fucking embarrassment of this whole thing.
I'm
like,
absolutely sweating. Sorry, shut up.
I will just say one thing. I probably would have been better off.
Oh my god. Okay. My hair met my ringtone.
Oh god. Fire today. Can't look at all. Have to put that in post.
You know who I stand these days? I stand Dirin and the Lilting. I fucking stand you, Dirin.
For number one, for Christmas number one this year.
Yeah, girls.
If Miley can win a Grammy with it, so can you know?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it's all relative. Oh lads, okay. See, this is when you guys were watching Next Factor, I was practicing my lilting at home in my room, like looking at posters of Willie Clancy.
Buich is more an idea that you were like.
All right, there you go.
I love you for it. I'm obsessed.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Guys, Con, Ep show really hates the ultro, Umlan Eleonora Sula, but I'm not mad about it because Con sure we're going to draw it in our Sula, but in Malach Jarfuck.
Yes.
So, Rodha Wai Nelliger Haskam Afle, Erin Bod, and Chocolate Shaw, na, Kiapam Gadain, Stan culture, August cancel culture, love la love.
Okay.
So, if you've been built up to this big pinnacle, then obviously you fall the hardest from the highest heights.
Yeah.
Now, Lacoon of Day will never be cancelled. You'll never be cancelled, Louise. Sure you won't.
Yeah, I was actually told by a director before that I worked with that I wasn't famous enough to get cancelled. So he was like, do whatever the fuck you want.
So we all thankfully have that to rely on. But, Tommy, you're a clear bugger immert. Domero de Gromer cancelled. Cain Faw. So if we were cancelled, what would be the reason? So Sean's going to end with Louise or Dukes, okay? So Darren and I are going to give a reason.
Go easy on me now because you've already been so mean about the wag. No, I don't want to be a wag anymore after that.
No,
it's really fucking mean.
I'm going to say the reason Louise was cancelled was she wore a Dublin jersey on Ireland Day. See, I can't say All Ireland.
I never would. This is like your little.
But that's it. Like, yeah, maybe.
I absolutely. I wouldn't wear. Sorry, any form of a jersey ever. I never have.
Yeah, no. She.
Well, maybe
sorry,
that's why you get cancelled then for not wearing a Limerick jersey.
She came out saying, "Oh, I won't free the line." She takes her fashion very seriously at the GA. You're like, we're talking to somebody. And I was like, kind of looked at myself being like, oh God, like I wear jerseys to all the matches.
Do you?
Yeah.
Darren, you've never told me that.
Yeah, or sometimes a half zip.
No,
maybe
girl,
a half zip.
A nice little blue top and a pair of jeans. Yeah. Or white, navy.
Okay, well, I'll know when the championship kicks off this year what to wear.
Would you always, do you tuck it in?
It depends on what I'm wearing. Yeah, like I would probably tuck it in. Yeah, and then like, yeah, yeah. I sometimes, to be honest, I'd mostly maybe go for a little half zip because
I'm projecting, can I just say, it's me, not the jersey.
Taylor Swift would wear the jersey.
Yeah, she would.
Taylor Swift would wear the jersey, Louise.
Wear the jersey, yeah.
Well, in that case, get me to Elvery's quick.
maybe that's what would get you cancelled.
Yeah.
Slating jerseys. I think I'd get cancelled for something.
Well, let's take the Darren Duller thing.
Yeah, well, I think you'd get cancelled for objectifying GAA players. This whole sweaty ass shorts thing you have going on is problematic.
GAA players are people too, Louise.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know if I agree with any of those. I think I could get cancelled for just we spoke a few podcasts ago about having a loose tongue and being loosey. Sometimes I think before I speak, and
Declan might cancel it.
Sometimes you speak before you think.
I don't think before I speak. I love the confidence I said that with.
So yeah, yeah.
Actually, that's very true. Only sometimes I think before I speak. Most of the time, I just fucking speak without thinking. So that is something that always makes me nervy shook, like, because I'm bjorn air gok fucking illa law. And it's just daeska to let it slip out, to let anything slip out. I don't know what it could be, but I hope I don't get cancelled.
It's not easy. You should probably get a look at me.
Yeah. Maybe
I need to put a jersey on it.
Okay, Dearin, what would Dearin get cancelled for? Louise, what Karen August?
Rod Agent, pull it cool. She'd say something cancelable. I don't know what you'd say. You'd have a Thorum Lloyder of some sort.
I think, well, like, I also just find that I also. Our views align very much so. Mm. So I'm like, anything Darren would say wouldn't get her cancelled because
like, that's what I know now. I'm towing a line. If you're saying that, I'm towing a line.
But like, yeah. You know, like offer the Ernst though, I think that she have a measure, dog is like corporal. Mm. I don't think it's like extreme.
But that's the gana, but you're saying what would get her cancelled? Sometime she will say something that isn't that corum, and because you are someone with Tourmi Loider. Well, and maybe, yeah, maybe would you be corum, someone to say something.
Yeah.
I mean, like, generally it's something controversial that gets you cancelled.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. But yeah, yeah. Well, I'd have to think about there. You're a tough one. I think we'll toss on a like Rayzunta.
Yeah.
Not that you aren't.
Louise looks disgusted.
You were fucking cancelling me there for like wearing the wrong outfit, you bitch. Like, yeah. You think I'm
know,
material. But you.
Okay.
Darren, no, you're so corum though. You're so corum.
No, we might get cancelled for it. Saying that McFly weren't artists of their generation.
Oh, I stand by that. And you know what? Fucking cancel me now. If that's I can go further on that, but
actually,
I won't, because I do not want to be cancelled.
The question for Darren needs to be, what would you like to get cancelled for?
Oh yeah, Jesus, dying for Ireland, I suppose.
Yeah, that, we came close there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were playing with fire.
There you go.
If I got cancelled, what would I get cancelled for?
Flora.
You've already
I did get cancelled.
Yeah, you kind of got semi-cancelled. Also for saying that you should run 5K in 18 minutes.
Can I cancel you for saying semi is semi there? Did you just say semi-cancelled?
Well, she's from Kintyre. Leave her alone.
Yeah,
leave her alone.
Sorry. Yeah. You're getting cancelled for that.
Yeah. So I got cancelled for Flora. That's enough for a punishment.
No, and also for saying that you should run 5K in 20 minutes or 18 minutes.
I stand by it. Cancel me again.
Yeah, cancel me again. And no, there's loads of things we can cancel you for now, actually.
She doesn't want love being controversial as well. Like, I mean, people could probably cancel you for having hairy pits on the telly, but you're like, no, I want to have hairy armpits on the telly. I enjoy that. So you're like, cancel me, bitches.
Yeah, in fairness, you're actually very good. I feel like you feel like, you know, when you know that you're saying something that's maybe not with the norm, like, you know, you're quite proud of it, like, because I said this to you before, I think you have very strong principles. I really admire that. I think it's a great thing. But like, Joe, I think that the more you're like, this isn't
sad about my principles now.
Yeah, well, come here, work on them. Will you relax? I'm trying to finish now, achieve it, because
The two of you are having a flirt fest over here with each other.
Let her finish what she was saying.
I was just
going
to
really
say,
nice.
You feel like things are, when you feel like something is important to say, I think you're proud to be the one to be like no one is saying this and I'm going to fucking call it out. And, you know, I like that about you. But I think that, you know,
I think I just found my first stan.
There you go, guys.
Do you want a room?
Sign
like?
Me up. Sign me up.
Okay. August. Le Creek occur in a shitter fod. Neil Widder Kel. We explore idea. Gloosh. So, permission to be Gloosh. And obviously, I have. So, Lanthor is like a fan, a follower, a Lanthor. Famigiri talked to Slit and Goyle get her stan. Mar Neil and Goyle get her stan. So, on tree row with Hogum na, Fear Lanthor, Sore Lanthor, or, and this is my favourite, Lanthor Harfor.
Lanthor Harfor.
Lanthor Harfor, yeah.
Yeah, so
like
folklorepunk.ie, you can stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Now, if you.
Bain Glue Shog of Shah.
How about Cuhrim the Feina? Cuhrim the Feina, which is like, you know, equal. I would say, like, Matatutur Cuhrim the Feina, the Denegant, you know, you're being reasonable with them. It's equality. It's
you're giving them reasonable doubt.
Exactly.
I mean,
I think it's like, I don't know. I'll have the exact translation of Gwern Glush
on Instagram.
August there in Love LAB, they're just unfuckle Gaffa. If you're Gaffa Ladina, that could be kind
of course,
in keeping with the Stan, to be obsessed. Gaffa Machus Machle. Whatever, whoever.
And Jeremy Wade, Eric
McFly.
McGoffin and McFly. That's a sentence everyone needs in their vocab. And then Eric Gall is to be cancelled, which we will never be.
August Hamisha, Kavna Suda, Sheer Sikhaun, the gum, which is rolling my eyes.
August Sarah knows the Shinnacorda.
I'll tell Rod Egan just be a one to Rog. I'm sorry, I took a little note here that I wanted to say.
Oh, here we go. Sorry, now rebuttal here.
Sorry, just I'd been saving this because I wanted to say it for you.
Okay.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, will tussa igiri nismo how to gael idle hail? Well, ta dan urta going deep.
Yes, Tom Witt Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let nismo gaelge, agus nismo glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, agus tour talk your star bud crayla.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.